Hello, my name is Fiona, and I'm going to give you a very gentle exercise that will help you if you're having a panic attack or if you have anxiety. So I'll just have a little bit of an explanation first to say that I used to suffer very badly from panic attacks myself, so I have great sympathy for this. But I also now understand the physiology behind it. So I'm going to give you a very simple breathing technique which will help to take you out of it. Now, I just want to explain why anxiety and panic come about. It's because for some reason, could be any reason personal to you, we don't feel safe, and consequently our body takes us into the stress response, or what's known as the fight and flight response. And when the body's not feeling safe, we tend to breathe too fast, maybe through the mouth and probably through the upper chest. And this continues to keep us in an anxious state because it heightens everything. It means that we see and hear more clearly, we become hyper-aroused, and we might begin to feel very floaty as if we're not really in our body. We have that kind of horrible unreal feeling and our heart is racing. Maybe we've got a tight band around our head. And all this feels very scary, maybe as if we're even going to die if we're in the middle of a big panic attack. But the reason we're feeling like this is because we're breathing off too much carbon dioxide, because hyperventilation means we're breathing fast, we're breathing off carbon dioxide, and that has some very peculiar chemical effects on our brain, which makes us feel very strange. Then that sets up more panic, so we breathe faster. So we need to break this cycle, and it seems counterintuitive to breathe more slowly, but that's exactly what we need to do. So I'd like you to now lie down, please, or come to a comfortable sitting position. And just very gently take your left hand and place it on your heart and your right hand on your belly. And then just see if you can become aware of your breath. And if that makes you feel more anxious, just feel whether you're feeling a movement under your chest or under your belly. And then just see if you can begin to slow your breathing down. And as I say, if that's difficult to follow, just start to feel that you're breathing more into your belly and less into your chest. So what you're beginning to do is to feel the rise and fall under the right hand. And if you are feeling that you're still needing to gasp for breath and breathe faster, just gently breathe through your nose. And see if you can focus on a longer exhalation. And begin to breathe with me, inhaling through the nose and exhaling. Inhaling through the nose, long, smooth out breath. Inhaling through the nose, long, smooth out breath. Inhale, exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. And then just continue with this rhythm. And see if you can begin to drop your focus out of your head down into your body. So just feel as if you're entering your body, knowing that your body is a safe place to be. And just keep focusing on that calm, full exhalation. So you're breathing out fully before you breathe in. And if you're still feeling anxious, just feel that you're floating on it. So you're not fighting the anxiety in any way. You're doing your best just to be with it, just to nurture it. It's okay. Inhaling through the nose. Slow, smooth exhalation. And just see if you can just relax a little bit more, let go on that out breath. I know that might feel scary to let go, but it's okay, you're safe. Just floating through your anxiety, letting the breath be slow. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. And just continue like that. And I'm going to leave you in a minute, but I'm going to suggest that 3 or 4 times a day, you either play this or you just check in with your breath, that you've not gone back into a hyperventilation pattern and that you're not breathing too fast. Because if you are, this will set up the cycle of you breathing off too much carbon dioxide, which will cause your anxiety. So practice this, because you're gradually training your body out of this hyperventilation pattern. So you do need to practice as often as you remember, just checking in with your breath, slowing it down. And this will also help with your energy levels, because the slower you breathe, the better the uptake of oxygen to your cell and the more energy you will have. We're now going to go to part 2 of the recording, and this is just a simple breathing in and out. So again, you're going to breathe in through the nose and out through the nose. And I'd like you to focus in particular on your exhalation, but I'm going to guide you now with the breathing. So inhale through the nose. Exhale through the nose. Inhale through the nose. Feeling the breath a little deeper down towards the belly, not just in the chest. Exhale. Remembering you can place your hands on your belly just to help with the movement. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. And now see if you can make your exhalation a little bit longer than your inhalation. So you could inhale for a count of 3. And exhale for a count of 6. And if that's not comfortable for you, you could maybe make it inhale for 2 and out for 4. So inhale 1, 2, 3. Exhale 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. Exhale. One, two, three, four, five, six. Continue like that in your own breathing rhythm. And if that's too difficult for you to make the exhalation so long, just work in a way that's comfortable for your breath. And remember, if you find it difficult to focus on the breath, focus on the movement of the belly rising and falling. Keep your shoulders relaxed, your jaw soft. Just continue to inhale slowly through the nose and exhale slowly through the nose. And you can pause this recording at any time as you continue to breathe. Just allowing the mind to calm down, the mind to be quiet, as you drop your awareness more into your body. Just focusing on that longer, smoother exhalation. So just use this recording whenever you feel a little bit anxious or panicky. Just remembering to always come back to the breath whenever you need to. So take care and good luck.